is upon them. Anyone? Well, I'm just telling you what's in there. And it's in the New Testament, it's in the Old. Then wherever you go, you find it. You say, well, how do you know what's good from right? Why right from wrong? That's how you have to have a preacher that's sent from God. How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach lest he be sent? How do you know he's sent? He'll have these supernatural gifts, but more than that, he'll have a supernatural love. He'll have the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. He said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God's not written. It didn't say faith cometh by reading. It says faith cometh by hearing, listening. That's why it said in the last days there'll be a famine for the hearing of the Word. Folk walk out. They won't hear it. Radio stations won't let me preach this. Why are they so afraid? Why? Why, the station manager at San Francisco told us, he said, I know it's true. WIBC in Indianapolis says, I know it's true, but he said they would burn my building down if you preached it. In fact, I was on WIBC. I was on WIBC a while, and that man came to me in tears. He said they've gone to every advertiser and threatened that they'll not buy their products. And they threatened to blow this place up. He said, we've got to cancel your broadcast. And he took my hand with tears in his eyes, and he said, I never will go to another church in my life. He said, they've said the meanest, ugliest, damnablest things over this phone to me that I've ever heard. And then they quote scripture and speak in tongues to me. Yes, 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 I know. In the first place, about some of these walking out just like that, and the woman up there walked out in her silver tresses. They walk out of here not believing the Bible themselves. Because the Bible says, let the women keep silent in all the churches. Because Paul, according to King James, he interpreted Paul that he didn't like women. So he said, let the women keep silent in all the churches. He said, suffer not a woman to teach. If she wants to learn anything, let her go home and ask her husband. If he isn't dead, or if she can find him, if the system hasn't already killed him, let her go home. Finally. Now, I know it's harder for some of you white people to identify with this than it is for black people, but they're giving you the same road.
That's right.
You had to fight today. Your president didn't want to give you a little bit of benefit increase of Social Security. They had to fight. He didn't want to give you enough. You can't hardly live now. If you get sick and go to the hospital, you wait for 5 hours in an emergency ward. Some of you whites are just as much of a nigger as I am. They got our eyes in the sky. Well, I've got the pictures up here, I won't go into it now, of the internment camps under Title II of the McCarran Act that they're going to put anybody in that protests or subverts religion or the institutions of this society. That's why old Hubert Horatio is never going to get my vote, because he's the one that put that thing into being. And there's concentration camps right now at Allenwood, Pennsylvania, Tule Lake, Newell, California. They're in Greenville, South Carolina, and Montgomery. I'm naming the places. Wickenburg, Arizona. They're at Tucson, outside of Tucson. There's one at McNeil Island, Washington. Already ready for fools like us that got our head in a black book and think we're going to fly away. They're going to put us in hell while we're looking for silver streets. Coming all the time. Come around the corner this week. The Supreme Court said a newspaper cannot print anything and keep their sources secret. They've got to give to a grand jury. They give you a little thing. You say, oh, great, great, great day. No capital punishment. Didn't say that at all. It says capital punishment will not be applied to the people that are presently in sentence. But it leaves to the state an encouraged one dissenting opinion encourages the state to set aside capital punishment for those who are guilty of political crimes. And a political crime is whoever is in the head at the time. George Washington was just a stone's throw from being called a traitor. He happened to win, and we call him the father of the country. But if he'd lost, they'd have burned him at the stake. So whoever they want to call a political crime will be murdered. Everybody jump up for joy. Oh, no more of us going to get killed now. Same day they sent down that decision, they said a newspaper cannot now, a reporter has to tell where he gets his information. You know what that's going to do? You know what that's going to do? What if you know some mafia that's pushing drugs in your neighborhood and killing your kids? You going to tell on them when that newspaper's got to bring you before the grand jury? Are you going to tell when you know some murder incorporated? What kind of a mother's going to risk her life to tell a reporter? They're going to fix it up now, so mafia. And everybody thought Godfather was a big picture. I wanted to vomit. It was another one of the schemes of the system to glorify the murder incorporated in America. Make the Godfather look so nice. Shooting people in their sleep, having people in their baptism, and shooting them down the doorways, killing every breath, cutting people's knives going through their hands, and making them look like they're ordinary people. When you got through with the Godfather, you liked them, didn't you? Yes, you did. Most of the people that saw Godfather kind of liked him because it made him, he liked his kids. And that's what they want you to do, to like the rich rulers, the bankers, the international capitalists, the mafia. They want to brainwash you so you like your enemies and let them kill you even further. Right now in San Francisco, 15 people have been murdered by the mafia. The mayor says they're going to have a national emergency, a city emergency. So we've got to get into what's going on. There's that old stinking robe. It's not stinking because the person that was so brave to give it to me, sweet in that sense, that she got saved. Think of her being saved so much. But look at that. Look at that. Just take it up and down the aisle. Gold. And there's 100,000 of them in this town. We got no food. We got no medicines. But we got gold, honey. We got crosses. We got cherubims and seraphims. Up and down the town today in the choirs of us nigger churches, all us niggers, we're trying to act like we're free, and we're not going to get free with choir robes. We're going to get free when we put our money together and build hospitals and build factories and build mills and build farms and build homes and build schools and get together. Did you hear me? You know it's the truth. You know what I'm saying is the truth. Took a lot for that woman to get converted and give that up. Most folk won't do it. They got too much. Her treasure wasn't too big for her. But most people, when they get a treasure like that, they're not going to give it up. A lot of you won't listen to me. You're thinking about how good you look with those white gloves. You know your preacher's a whoremonger. You know he's a rotten pimp. But you like to stand out there in the aisles. You like to look good with your white gloves. You're afraid you're going to give up something. You look like somebody, but you're nobody. When you get old, he'll spit on you. You won't count for a dime. Don't tell me, Sister Ethel Taylor belonged to Baptist Church there, Missionary Baptist Church in San Francisco. All her life she'd been on the usher board. She was the head of the usher board. But she got trouble. She got in an accident, crippled this leg. She couldn't afford her apartment, and they kicked her out. She called up her preacher. She'd been on that usher board. She scrounged and cleaned and worked, and she bought him one car herself personally. He said to her, "Trust the Lord." I never met her, but some neighbor told me about, and I got her a home in 3 hours. I had her a home. You are a bunch of silly people. You've got nothing to lose but your chains. That's all you got to do is to lose your chains. Get the chains off your mind. Get free. Be free. Whom the Spirit sets free is free indeed. Got nothing to lose. You're glorifying the very man. King James, take that thing out of my face. I've seen enough of it. It's beautiful. Somebody helped us out, because if that sister don't object, I'm going to auction that off. Some jack leg will buy that. He'll buy that quick. All right. All right. Yeah. They come to hear long enough what I had to say. They want to spy out my liberty. Well, I'm not minding. Listen, I'm not minding what you got in store for me. I remember when old Thoreau, who preached the errors of the Bible, he wrote Walden, you know. He, one of our great writers. We tell all these great things about him, but we won't print all their books. They threw him in jail. Because he wouldn't pay no taxes for war, for slavery. And I'm not paying no taxes for slavery. They threw him in jail. old Thoreau was there reading some book about peace, and up come Emerson, a big preacher, Reverend Emerson, come up and he said, David, what are you doing in jail? Thoreau looked up through the bars and said, Emerson, what are you doing outside of jail? That's the way I feel today. So you don't worry about me. I only live one day at a time. It's not too pleasant because I got babies that I want to rear. I've got all this family I want to protect. But I only live one day at a time, and somehow the moon looks prettier, and the sun shines brighter, and those I love look more beautiful, because I only live one day at a time, because I know the price of truth may be one day that I'll have to lay down my life, but I'm not afraid to lay down my life for my brethren. Not afraid. I lost that fear someplace. Someplace I lost it. And I'm a freer person because of it. And I'd have died when they shot me if I'd have been afraid of dying. If I'd have tried to keep my life, I'd have lost it. If you try to lose your life, you find it. You try to keep it, and you lose it. I just take one day at a time. That's the price of truth. Now, those of you that are doubting, you watch the attendance. First meeting we had here, they were packed in the aisles, down the seats, on the seats over there, down the chairs, standing in the back. This place was packed. It stayed packed if I just healed the sick. Everybody loves somebody that can cause a cripple to walk. Everybody loves somebody that can cause a woman like this that couldn't see. You can see me now, can't you, Janie? How many fingers I got up now, Janie? Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, you missed it but one. You missed it, Janie. But you couldn't see at all. What have I got in my hand? She was totally blind. A book. That's what I got, a book. That's right. That's right. See, that's amazing. She couldn't see anything. Is that right, Janie?
15 years. Everything you say is right.
Right. Totally blind. Everybody likes somebody that can get you some sight when you're totally blind. Everybody likes somebody that can cause you to walk when you can't walk. Everybody likes to get rid of cancer. Everybody likes you like this Willie Bryant there that was, I told him, you go back to the hospital and they'll find no cancer, and it was all gone. He'd been operated. Everybody like that little child dying. They want their children healed. If I do that, you'd have to have the Shrine Auditorium for me. But the trouble is, the rub comes in is because I preach the truth. Another rub comes in, I won't let anybody buy me. Do you know that people have come up there want to give me $1,000? Somebody right back here sitting in the row says, I'll give him $1,000. He comes back and takes it into his hand. I said, I don't take $1 in my hand, so why should I take $1,000 in my hand? She kept her $1,000. I'm not starting it. No! You just as much a nigger as me if you got $1,000. You probably just outcook somebody. That's the only reason you got $1,000. Oh, you had a few breaks. So I worked hard. Well, you could have been unfortunate like someone in here that was born blind or born crippled. So don't be too cocky. It's just the breaks. Just the breaks. Well, I love you, and that's why I gave you the truth, because it's costly. It's costly. It's costly. Because every enemy gets after me. They sick everybody on us. In Seattle, they sick the fire department on us. Fire chief said, I don't want to bother you people. So I've been called 5 times. So they got the wrong kind of seating here. They've sicked every kind of official on us. Every place. Everywhere. Won't rent buildings to us. Crouch Temple Church of God in Christ. Minister killed me. Minister said, give me some money under the table. If you give me a little money on the side, I might be able to help you. I said, no. I said, I'll never be back here. I said, you're not getting none of my money. I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to get that money. And he knew I wasn't coming back. What was his name? No, it wasn't Reverend Krause who did that. Dickie. Hickey or whatever. Don't say he didn't do it. He sure did it. He can sue me if it's not true. I said, no. I said, the brothers, we'll never be back in this building. They'll never let us back. And Crouch Temple never let us back. What are they afraid of? They got so much God, what are they afraid of? If you got so much God, why are you afraid of this little old nigger Indian? If you've got so much truth in you, why are you afraid to hear me? Isn't it all right? In America, there's supposed to be freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. I'm supposed to be able to rent a building. That building's supposed to be rented to anybody that wants to rent it. I could take him to court if I wanted to. I could make those folk stop renting that building to anybody. Because when you discriminate to one group of people, I've never been arrested for anything. I've never violated any laws. When I get arrested, it'll be when this country's taken over by dictatorship. Because I'm not wasting any time getting drunk or chasing any women. Nobody going to shoot me in the bed of anybody's wife because I'm not going to be there. And that's where most of your preachers have been many time, honey. I can tell you many time. The head of the Baptist Alliance, right, Dr. George Bedford right here, tried to get two of my young girls in the bedroom. Let him sue me if it's not true. Dr. George L. Bedford, pastor, Macedonia Avenue Baptist Church. Macedonia Baptist Church on Sutter Avenue. The biggest Baptist church in California. Don't tell me he didn't do it. He did it. Hold it. Just hold it for me, little brother. This little brother was, by the way, paralyzed from the waist down. Waist down. He fell off a cliff. I ran to him barefooted. And when I touched him, he started walking. That's why he's been a faithful little companion. He fell off a cliff. Way like up some of there. Cliff. I mean, when you look at the cliff behind our church, you can see what it is, how high it is, way back to the back acreage. Well, that's neither here nor there. The only reason I mention healing is because some of you folk wouldn't sit here 5 minutes for the truth. Mm-mm. You wouldn't come across the street to hear the truth. I know I don't have enough polish to draw you. Honesty is not enough polish. Straight old truth's not enough. It's the fact that I have got an extraordinary gift of healing. That's why you're here. And some of you are going to endure it, hoping that I'll be finished pretty soon so that I can come up down the aisle and somebody can pull on me here and pull on me there and I'll be just like a piece of beef, pulled out, pulled in, pulled on. Don't bother him. Well, I told you about old dogs. They can't. They don't let them growl. Come on. All you're waiting on. You haven't heard a word I said. You're waiting on me so I can heal you, so I can get you well. But you won't let me give you the thing that raised me up. I've been raised from the dead. Dr. Earl Thomas can tell you. I was healed 17 years ago when he said I was going to die of cancer. What healed me? I looked at my babies that I'd adopted. I didn't ask to be healed. I said, who's going to raise them? And a glow came within me. I said, I'm well. Eva Pugh, who's been healed of arthritis, had to take cortisone to her medicine every day. I healed her. She's our treasure now. In advanced years, her husband was dying of cancer. Healed him. Where are you going? One of you need to stick around. Gertrude, they're telling her she needs to stick around. All right, I know where you're coming and going. Seven out of the 10, probably at least, or 3 out of 4 who walked out of here either had some impending disaster or some sickness. The worst ones, as I said, that needed me have walked out. But they think they don't need me, so that's their problem, I guess. I can't do anything about it. My. I feel like Jesus felt when he looked over Jerusalem. Every row I go back, I see some folks sleeping. He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft I would have gathered you like a brood doth her chickens under the wings, and you would not. Los Angeles, Los Angeles, how I'd like to take you, as I know the day and the hour when part of this whole California is going to drop right into the sea the minute. I know the day when bombs are going to burst in A. Yes, in the very air, the minute, the second, the day, the year has already been given. Move them quietly, please. Lives are at stake. It's my orders that they get little fellas fed. That's why we put a pool for them. They try to save our children. We've lost none of them thus far. Never had a child arrested, so I can't be as bad as you're trying to make me. Never had a child in trouble. Never had one that ever grew up to be a prostitute or be a drunk. Never had one. Never one growing up in my family. And I've had that organist was a child when she was with me. And that child was burned by a religionist that threw grease on her. Threw grease on her, and I saved her. She'd have died, burned alive. They were babies when I started, babies. They've been with me all that long, and never one of them been arrested, never one of them taken drugs, never one of them ever used alcohol, never one of them! So what I'm doing must not be all that bad, and I have got me my own Indian religion. That's what I got, that's what's doing it. My own Indian brand of Christ. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. Where will you go? Where will you go? Where will you go? In order to get you to build a kingdom of heaven on earth, I've got to tear up things that I hate to tear up. I don't like to even do it because I don't like to see the anguish in your faces. But where are you going to go? Everything in your book is messed up. You're not going to be able to get straight unless you have a straight person. So how do I know a straight person? Follow the one that's got most love. Yeah. Do you find somebody else more loving than me? Adopts more children, takes in more older people, washes more of their backs, goes in with his hands and breaks up more of their bowel impactions, takes their wounded bruises, gives them their medicines, their vitamins, provides nice homes. If you find anybody that does any more, goes to any more courts than I do, you follow them. That's the place for you to go to follow them. That's the place for you to go to follow them. I'm going to give you a last bombshell. Because if you don't know in that Bible that it's not straight about who Jesus is, it's not straight about where he ascended from. One place says that there was all the thieves railed on him. Another place it says only one railed on him. The other one rebuked the other thief and said, Jesus said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. One place it says that Jesus was crucified the third hour and the other sixth hour. One place it says that he was 3 days in the belly of the earth. The other place he said he died Friday and rose Sunday. That's a day and a half. You don't know anything about that book. In here it tells the awful things. It says, slaves, obey your masters. You don't believe that. Thank goodness you didn't. Or you'd still be in chains. That's why they wrote it, though. To keep you right there. That's why they made you a Baptist and chained you to the chair so that you'd be good. They want you to be good field Negroes. You know, the old days, there were the house niggers and there were the field niggers. They wanted to get you to be a good house nigger to say, yes, master, no, master. Thank you, master. Thank you, Lord. You want to know why I didn't believe? I want to say, Lord. Lord means the owner of slaves. I'm not a slave for anybody. I don't want to serve anybody that is a slave owner. The word Lord is not the original translation. God means good. Lord means the owner of a feudal state or the owner of slaves. So I will never use the word Lord. Never. 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 You'll never get me to use it. Every place a song says it, I say God. Lost two more on that one. Yes, you say Jim Jones, Jim Jones, Jim Jones. Jim Jones. Why they speak of your works and they don't speak of the Lord's works and they talk all about this and that and they don't give the glory to the Lord. Where is the Lord? Has he come along lately? You better listen now. Has he come along lately? The story tells you about a God. You wouldn't know there was a God if I wasn't walking, or some sweet soul was walking. You wouldn't know there was anything good. Somebody had to show you that there was love in the earth, or you had never seen it. You sure didn't see it through no book. And most preachers you didn't see it through, if you studied them closely. In the beginning, it says, was God. This same book, but it tells you that he made the earth in 7 days, and then there's difference of stories on that. There's two creation stories, one right after another, the two chapters, and they disagree. One place he makes one thing first, another thing second, and then it disagrees, and then the second chapter, what he did, you never know what he did make. He got things growing before the sun shines. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. I'm going to keep on preaching. When you sit down and we'll listen to something that'll get your head straight, I'll shut up. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't preach at all yesterday. Just heal the sick. Just one after another. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. But I know that some of these sicknesses can't get healed unless we get the healing of the mind. Because when you see God in me, that's when it's going to be reproduced in you. When you see the works in me, it'll be reproduced in you. When you can see the hope of the world, here is in the body now. Said, in the beginning. In the beginning, there was God. And he looked out over the vast theme of time, Billy Graham says, and every church says it, Presbyterian, Baptist, Pentecostal, said, God made out in the beginning up in the skies. He looked out over the spaces, and he was lonely. No, that's what they tell you. He was lonely. Somebody back there said, they say you're the maker. I said, no, I'm a savior, but I didn't make you. A savior means somebody that takes people in. Somebody that takes them out of when they're drowning. Somebody that feeds them when they're hungry. Yes, but I didn't put you in this hell. And sister, don't get me confused with that. Now, this'll bound you if you get this one. Then you'll get up there, you'll get someplace. If you don't want to work with me, you'll get someplace and try to build a heaven here, because you know that all the reason they've been telling you about a heaven up there is to keep you be quiet down here. Right now they're feeding you all this mess and these foods. If you didn't have me, you wouldn't know. If I wasn't raising organic foods, some folk, I've changed 200 or 300 lives because of changing diets and vitamins and foods. Because they're putting, even the government report said that you're eating rats and mice and cockroaches ground up in every hamburger. And every one of the preservatives in your food, they're cancer causing. Every time you see monosodium glutamate, every time you see some of these sorbitols, every time you see these things, they're eating your body up. They won't feed them to the rich. The rich don't eat them. Mm-mm. Just us poor peons. Just us poor folk. Because you said, oh, bye, bye, bye. One day, hallelujah, I'm waiting for the great big roundup. He's going, Gabriel's going to come on. He's going to go, and I'm going to go sailing away. Hallelujah. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are. You'd like to shut me up, but you haven't got enough power. Not one of you got enough to shut me up, because in this room I've already paid the rent. And it was high. The city of Los Angeles owns this building, and they rented it to socialists and communists and everybody else, so they got to let me talk in here too. It's one place you can't stop me from talking. When you get one to repent too, that sister over there put that little pinch of dust out there, you thought I walked on. That's why you got your, that's why you're feeling that burning in the lower section of your posterior. That's why you're burning right now. It takes bigger than you to stop me. They come with their guns and they shot through the windows and the windows are riddled, but I was still standing. Just 2 weeks ago, they shot into my congregation, but I stopped every bullet. Not one was hurt. Not one was hurt. Now you see what your sky God can do for you. I tried that sky God. I said, don't let my granddaddy die. He was a good man all of his days, been good to people. Oh, white-haired, black, brown, dark Indian. Tall and stately. And he died worse than a snake would have to die. 8 hours while the doctor was over attending a rich man's carbuncle. So I quit looking up then. I started looking within. And ever since then, nobody's died in my presence. My black son that I adopted, Dr. Curtis can tell you, his kidneys were severed, his heart was crushed, his lungs were crushed, but I just spoke the word. Where is Jim around here? He's around here someplace. He's around here helping me someplace. He's very much alive now. My natural born son, the same thing. Brought him back from a situation that said it couldn't be cured. Said the judgment of God, folks said, the judgment of God. I said, I'll show him. I've raised them up. All my children are healthy and in good state, fit as a fiddle. All right, now. I'll try to close this in 10 minutes if you'll sit down long enough to listen. What you want all these pictures for? You're going to run out of a market. Because folk won't buy this when they get what I'm saying. I'll put you, yes, they give him up to die with kidney trouble. I healed him. I said to you, didn't I say it'd be all right? Doctor said it wouldn't work. Didn't I say it'd be all right? Yeah, you show me what your God. I'm like Elisha of old that you talk about in your old history books. He said, let the God that's God answer by fire until you can get something that's doing what for you, what I'm doing for the people. Then why don't you try me? Why don't you try my spirit? Why don't you touch and taste and see that it's good? Why, the dead. Nobody's ever died in my presence since then. 28 plus 29 today, and she's still sitting back there. 29. She wants to eat. So she don't have to. Hands clasped. They're getting some of the senior citizens to eat. We got to get on a road after the healing meeting. This right, right. Now we're back to the point. No, that's fine. There's my Jim that was dead on the highway. And he told you, when you get sick, who do you call on? You, Dad, he said. He said, you, Dad. He don't look dead now. The kidneys are... Carrie Ross, would you go to the back of the building? There's something that they need to take. Someone needs to talk to you at the back of the building. Carrie Ross. All right. I want to conclude this little chapter. I've shown you that they don't know who Jesus' grandparents are. I've shown you that the Gospels disagree as to how many grandparents he had. I've shown you that they can't even agree what happened to him. Said when he was baptized, one writer said that he immediately went for 40 days into the wilderness, 40 nights, and he saw no one but the devil. Said he was tempted by the devil, raised up to a high pinnacle on the temple. There's no pinnacles in temples. I don't know whether you know that or not, but there don't happen to be any pinnacles in temples. Well, anyway... The other writer says that 3 days after he was baptized and the dove settled on him, he was over having a good time in Galilee, turning the water into wine. Now, come on now, which is right? Which is right? Both of them saying two different things. I've got to quit this. I can't get through, folks. I get through. You know what somebody just got through saying to me? Every word in the book is true. You know, he was trying. Imagine after all I finished saying, somebody come taught me, every word in the book is true. I changed the word just a little bit so it wouldn't embarrass the person. So I don't want to embarrass anybody. But that's just exactly the essential of what she said. I don't want to embarrass anybody. Now, in the beginning, it said God made man because he was lonely. Then he got him a man, and the man wasn't satisfied. So he took out of the rib of the man, he took a rib and made a woman. Yeah. That's why they've been treating a woman like a rib ever since, too. That's why women don't have their rights to this day. Because women, let the man be the head of the house. Let the man do this. Obey, you know, obey. Of course, most of you women don't. You never believe that, because... But I know how some of the men quoted to us, I was telling you, children that were practically starving to death that I saved up here, the Cobb children. Now one of them is going to be a doctor that I gave him his education. He'd get drunk and he'd be out chasing every woman and bring his wife home every disease, and he'd say, the word, the Bible says, obey your husband. Drunker than a hoot owl, and that's all he could ever quote. The Bible says, obey your husband. And So Adam, Eve got out of the rib, and after God got through spitting on the dust and making Adam. And it said Adam and Eve didn't know right from wrong. And said, you can eat of the tree of life. You know what the book said? You wouldn't know through you, you sleep. It said, you eat of the tree of the life, but it says, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the day you do, you're going to die. Well, it said, didn't it? Well, Eve was hungry. And like most women, she's out trying to do something for a man. She's looking around. She started working. She learned how to be bossed quick, because she's out running around trying to find something for her husband while he's laying up there. And she looked, and she looked, and she looked, and she found her an apple. And so she, serpent, the other fellow, the devil, now I never figured out this old story. See, I see God as mind, as energy, and I'm just appropriating energy. I've learned how to adapt energy like a generator does electricity. I can't worship this kind of screwball God you got with a granddaddy with a long beard and bald head. I don't know anything else. Anyway, I will. So, you see, in the beginning, God was lonely, and he created a man, and he created angels, and how bad off he was. You say he's all-powerful, yet I've got a verse in here that says, Judges 1:19, that God was able to, Judges, the first chapter, the 19th verse, says God was able, I don't think whether it's in here or not, but it's someplace, it's in the Bible. It says God could, he could drive out, it's not even spelled right, said he could drive out the inhabitants of the mountains, but he couldn't do nothing to those inhabitants of the valley because they had chariots. It's in the book, Judges 1:19, God couldn't get rid of the people in the valley because they had chariots. Now, what kind of a God you got? And God, that the old Bible of the King James, the old book, this old stuff we've been talking about, this God was so weak that he made him a bunch of angels, and the most beautiful one he made rebelled against him and let a third of them off. Took a third of them off. Took a third of his angels, and he was the devil. I don't know what these stories ever run against your grain or not, but maybe not, maybe they don't. I know you don't have to do this. You're working awful hard. I can carry this. You want to sit down a while. Because I'm walking you too much, maybe. So, and he didn't know where it got started. He was lonely. And that's the reason probably he got into trouble. He was lonely. And now, what I'd do if I looked down on this mess of Los Angeles, and I was the only one, I'd look down on Los Angeles and I'd say, well, if I'm in this mess, I love folk too much to make another one like me. You know why they have to keep these on there? You know why they have to keep these on there? They've poisoned my food. General Hospital, they put so much poison in my food. Somebody put poison in it right when it went down. And I took enough poison that they said in the clinic they would have killed 5 horses. They had it checked. General Hospital. So that's why they put the top on it so nobody can put it. Isn't that something? You can't walk down the aisle. They're so free to me. They try to poison me. But they better learn that they're... All right, anyhow. Anyway, this is what you have been putting your time with, and we'll draw this thing to its conclusion, because it's just 2 minutes from what I said, 10 minutes. What kind of business have you been worshiping? All they give you is excuses. Say, God loved you, he made you. That doesn't make any sense to you. It doesn't make any sense to your mind. Say, well, he made the devil. Why did he make the devil? He made him because he had to be a free moral creature to choose right from wrong. The best thing, do not make anybody at all, then he wouldn't get no trouble. So what do you really believe? You won't know. I'm just trying to cause you to think. And by tearing up some of these things, I will get you to think. And you think your way to salvation. You don't feel your way to salvation. You have to come, let us reason together. Right now, as I said, they've made the newspapers last week not free anymore. Because every newspaper has to tell who tells them any news. So that's going to make a newspaper not get any sources on who's in the mafia, or who's pushing the dope, or who's robbing the poor folks in their housing. The newspaper's not going to be able to expose it because they have to tell who told them. Little by little, a police state's creeping on, and they still got us singing, by and by, don't make no difference anyhow. I'm going to go to heaven one day. How do you know? Nothing in it straight. Don't have a straight story in it. How do you know there's a heaven? Jesus didn't talk about going anywhere. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. He said, the kingdom of heaven is nigh to you. It's within you. I got plans right now to destroy every black person. I've got it up here. I won't go into the laws. It's called racial genocide. They talked about it on, what was the name of the woman's program? Right on national TV. Ethnic, what do they call it? The ethnic weapons. What's her name? Virginia Graham program. Says the military has a plan to destroy every minority. She said, that's too bad. Ethnic weapons. She says, that's too bad to think about. And they wouldn't let it go on anymore. It's already printed to destroy. You think that they don't? You say, oh, well, my, not going to do it because God's going to come. That's what the Jews said. The Jews said in Germany, God's going to come get us out of our trouble. God's chosen people, the book says, are the Jews. It didn't keep the Germans from murdering 9 million of them. One of the evangelists come through my town and told how he said he didn't know. He said you were supposed to obey those that have rule over you. So he stood back while the German secret police came in and shot down little children right in his church. He said, open your mouth and close your eyes. I'm going to give you a piece of candy. And they put a Luger in every mouth and shot every baby right down on the street, on the altar. That happened to the Jews. And that, the book says, they're the chosen people. Well, if they're the chosen people, they sure went through a mess in Europe. Because Germany, when they got through, there wasn't one left alive. Killed them, burned them, send them to gas ovens till they dug at the ceiling. They thought they were in showers. And when they found out, they dug at the ceilings. The mark is still at the cow. And all those terrible places. Auschwitz. The fingernails as they reached to the ceiling to get out. Because they believed that there was a sky god. They believed that there was a hell they were going to go to. Wake up, mother. You've worked yourself to death for nothing. 7 years ago, they beat somebody to death because of the color of their skin in the streets of my town. But no more. Because we're all together. And we all vote. We voted in the last supervisor. We voted in the last sheriff. That's the way we're going to have freedom. You keep waiting for a sky god, and you're going to end yourself up in trouble. And I'll tell you something else. We went up to Canada, and we cleaned up every place until a man come from Parliament. He said, I'm afraid your country's going to go dictatorship. He said, if you want to bring your buses in, I'll let you get in when it starts coming. He says, load your buses, and we'll let you go in as far as you want into the wilds of British Columbia. He says, no matter what they do, they won't be able to find you. I said, thank you, sir. He said, you're the cleanest bunch of people. That's just about the way, I'm just quoting almost exactly the way it was. Fort Langley, I told you what they said. Say, the way the children take care of the old people, how they clean up everything. Said, we've never had a group of people that were so decent, so honest, so clean. So I've got an emergency plan for whatever. I know that there's going to be a great... quoting almost exactly the way it was. Fort Langley, I told you what they said. Say, the way the children take care of the old people, how they clean up everything. Say, we've never had a group of people that were so decent, so honest, so clean. So I've got an emergency plan for whatever. I know that there's going to be a great Holocaust. I know the date of that. In the meantime, there may be a dictatorship takeover. Your last week's Inquirer, National Inquirer, prints, right, Los Angeles officials and names governmental people, that names a school of assassination right out here in the desert where they're training people that killed Wallace, that killed Martin Luther King, that killed President Kennedy, that killed Senator Kennedy. You know that they didn't do it alone. Sirhan didn't have any money. He didn't have any job. The man that killed Wallace had been tracing McGovern. He'd been tracing every one of them. traveling and living in the biggest hotels? When they found Sir Annie had $100 bills on, they hadn't worked for months. Where'd he get the money? And the National Enquirer says it's a plan to cause division by killing both the bad guys and the good guys until everybody will have lose faith in the political process and will let somebody take over by the dictatorship and by power and will yield the electoral process, will yield the Constitution. Said it's a plan, and this National Enquirer that has 3.5 million subscribers says it's our CIA, our American Central Intelligence Agency, that's doing it. Now that's what you need to be hearing. This I'll tell you what your KCBS said over the radio. Had a big man from the CIA says, I had to quit. He said in Bangkok, he said in Cambodia, we are bringing out the opium that makes heroin. He says, our government planes are taking out the heroin to keep up those generals' dictatorships over there, to keep their governments up. 80% of all the heroin in the world, we are transporting with our tax dollars in our planes to keep those generals in power. It was right on the radio, and nobody listened to it because we're too busy reading little black books or down on our knees or in some old dumb missionary meeting. We won't hear what's going on. He gave his name and KCBS gave the documentation. Our tax dollars done that. Sure, they murdered these leaders. And the man here, of course, who happens to be across the street from the office of the CIA, he says he saw two of them from the Bay office. You can look at him and see whether he's telling the truth or not. That's up to you to decide. He saw two of them that he saw walk in the CIA office every day in San Francisco going in my Seattle meeting. Huh. Why are they going up to Seattle from San Francisco? What do they want with me? And they had a Bible in their hand, you said, too. They like me dead, but they don't know how quite to get it done. They tried to shoot me. They tried to poison me. They tried to run over me with a truck, and I'm still going because I don't believe in a sky god. I believe in me. God in me. That's what I believe in. Now, what I'm trying to get you folks to do, not get me a dime. Just get you to put your money together, and let's build communities and protect ourselves from the enemies that are from without and within. They're all around you. In San Francisco, I meant to close, but I got to give this. In San Francisco, the paper, the Sun Reporter, exposed the entire Baptist Alliance for squandering monies that were meant for poverty and for the poor. And it named the name, one of the ministers, I just prophesied he's dead, Reverend Green. All their names, but their pictures showed what they'd done. And do you think that us folks, us dummies, listen to it? That paper would have been put out of business. It's not the biggest paper. It was a little paper run by a very fine doctor who's been a good friend. He don't believe in churches. He came and said, I'm not going to say what he said about me. People heard what he said. In a word, he said, there was never a man alive like me. But that black man printed the truth about all those black preachers. Dr. Goodlett preached, put it down in writing, gave the dates, told amounts of money, and told it all. They could have been put in the jails. But the people saw Uncle Tom and Aunt Jane, they're still going to those churches. They won't listen to the truth when it's spelled out and told to them. You got the same stinking mess right here today. Same stinking mess. I'm getting ready to close. But before I close, I think it's a shame. I'm not taking an offering. I think it's a shame that there's $433.
That's right.
And I hope that there's some of you that love. Before I start calling out people again, I would like somebody to help us so we, if there hadn't been a man to pay for the rent yesterday, we wouldn't have enough money to pay the rent this time. They've tried to freeze us out. 433 people. Why, I can tell you, Ike with his $250,000 house and his indoor swimming pool and his outdoor swimming pool that's heated, you don't go away with less than. In Seattle, they told us what they went away with, $50,000, one of those big healers. A.A. Allen raised $64,000, and I know, of course, they're on Hill Street, that man over there's paid for those seats. He's raised offering for that same bunch of seats 15 times. They're still paying for the same seats and because they keep a turning crowd, keep coming in, you know, to buy this new seats. Come up to Redwood Valley July 22nd, and you'll see chairs that can be taken up so we can do physical therapy in the heated pool for our children. I don't have a heated pool. The people have a heated pool. The people have a sanatorium. The people have senior citizen homes. The people have a children's home. The people have four dormitories. And I want the people to have a hospital. Thus far, those who have in my family membership have not had to have one. But if they do, I don't want it to be the mess like I did. When I was a kid and got my first job, I was the head of the nurses before I went to college at 17. And it's still the same way today. My wife's been a head of surgery. We've got several registered nurses up there. If you come in and if you're somebody, they put on a little code on your chart. It means VIP. They've got different words for it now. Very important person. You worked in hospitals, you know what I mean. And if you're a peon, you can die. But let one of those VIPs ring the bell, and they'll run right there, and you can lay and die. You, all you white and black folk here, you can die, because they'll take care first of those VIPs. Right in our city, till I trained this nurse through our college plan, and she took over that hospital nursing division, they were sewing up things in people's guts. Sewing up instruments in their bellies. Oh, don't read. All you have to do is read medical magazines on that. It happens all the time. Cutting off things that don't need to be cut off. Heard just the other day, one in San Francisco, one of our registered nurses, she said she's quitting. She's going to another hospital. She said, heard the doctor say, well, I think I could save her breast, but it'd be simpler to cut it off. Says tedious work. Says tedious work, so I think it'd just be simpler to cut it off. Now I know all doctors are not like that, but there's a whole lot of them are like that. A whole lot of crooked doctors, just like there's a whole lot of crooked preachers. Yeah. I know a preacher up there, one of the guys, he's got a harp up in Redwood Valley. Let him sue me if he's an old liar. He belongs to the Adventist church, and he's always going around saving souls. He says, oh, you got to get saved. You got to get saved. I want to get you saved. You know what that rascal does? He'll go into our nursing home. We won't let him in our nursing homes anymore because we got 13. We set up our own people in business, too. We help one another. We're not building no churches. We're not building no great big cathedrals. I've got one old organ I bought 20 years ago, 22 years ago, and that old organ still plays like it, just as good as it was the day I bought it. I've carried it from New York to Canada, and it's still playing. Bless its heart, and it's going to play a long while yet. I'm going to let it play till the boards fall off. The boards already have fallen off the piano, and it's still playing. We don't need pianos. We don't need organs. We don't need church benches. We need something that will lift us up out of our misery. Yeah, you're a young man. You may have been around here a few years, but you're a young man. You have an understanding. And you got some over there that don't know their right hand and the left, and they're young and they ought to know better. You're sitting and listening. I want to see us have freedom. That doctor, I want to tell you, he comes in these nursing homes. We've got 13 members of our church that own nursing homes now. The best in the town. Cleanest in the town. And we're going to keep on. We've got that valley in our hands if you'll cooperate with us. We'll move some of you up there and you can retire in peace. Won't have to. This awful out here, this smog. You got cities all around here saying the government, Sacramento, you're going to do something about it. They said yesterday, or we're going to stop every car in our town because it cannot stand it. It's killing our people. I can run 2 miles in Redwood Valley. I'll run off and down to get the mail at the country store. Run. I run 2 blocks in this town and I taste lead and I get fuzzy headed. My ears go whoop. This town is filled with just pollution. And they said the ozone was so bad over your TV, every one of your radio stations. Said your ozone was so bad, I think it was Thursday or Friday. It said, don't anybody do any exercise outside. Don't even clip the hedges. What do you think they're telling you that for? Because they want a few more dollars from you. They want their taxes. See, it's getting so bad now. They didn't mind you died off, but if everybody dies off, there won't be anybody to keep the rich in power. And as I said about this doctor and a religious doctor, the only good doctors in our town up there are doctors who don't go to church. Every one of the religious doctors up there is a rat fink. This doctor's an Adventist, and he is something else. He would go in the nursing home until I stopped him, and he would never see a patient and sign the slips, 12:15. Is it true? You registered nurses, all you nurses up there. Is it true? Marshall, is it true? He'd sign the papers and never see them and send it in the Medicare. And my wife, due to my instruction, I said, go see that one man. The old man had something in his ear, cleared down. It wasn't a member of my church, in another home. And then they kept saying, he's just a little local. He's just emotionally troubled. And we took that man to Dr. Whitaker in Santa Rosa, who's an atheist. He can cuss like a fishwife. We took it up there and he says, who in the bump. He said, who treated this man? For 2 years, this man's ear and eustachian tube had been rotted out with cancer till it eat clear down, and that rotten doctor had never once looked in that ear and robbed that man for 2 years of his money. And you're getting hooked like that every day. We had a woman on our trip. If I hadn't saved her, she sent her on the trip. Sent her right from a hospital here, and I'll not name it. She said, oh, it's all right if you go trip. Take a few penicillin tablets. I come back and looked at her feet, and she was ready to die. She had gangrene in both legs. Stopped in Oregon to doctor. He said, this woman, too late. Said, I won't do a thing for her. It's too late. The only reason she's alive is because of me. Her legs were rotten. And for 9 months, they had never took an examination. Just give her penicillin tablets. And anybody with a bit of sense knows that an oral tablet won't reach something that's clear to the bone. But they wanted her out of their hair. And she, sit down, you Aunt Jane, sit down. I'm tired of you moving. Sit down. I'll tell you, it's a shame. I only come so often. I won't be back until next week, July 8th and 9th, then not till August 5th and 6th. And by golly, I may not ever come back to this stinking hole. Where are you going? You've got no place to go. So selfish you won't hear somebody that's pouring out their soul, giving their soul.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's get together, because we don't know that there's going to be anything but what Jesus said, what's in your hand. What Moses said, what's in your hand, use it with all your might. Jesus said, the kingdom that is within thy kingdom in earth. It's going to have to be built in earth. Have I been with you so long that you can't understand? I'm just trying to save you.
That's right.
I'm just trying to save you from your grafters and the corruptors and the ones that have ruined your minds, that have taken a hold of you and used you.
Yeah.
Can I prove it anymore? How can I do it?
Yeah.
I've done everything I know to be good and kind. I've adopted 8 babies. I've never refused an older person a home. Someone's going home with us right this very night from here. So now, you say, I won't ever need to go home. You wait. Last meeting, Louise Henry now lives in our home, beautiful home at Snuff and an Oak.
Yeah.
The most beautiful home you want to find. You won't find any rest homes or nursing homes like ours. They're the cleanest and nicest that there are.
That's right.
She walked out that door. I said, please don't leave. She said, this is not my religion. I want to go see my kinfolk. I said, please don't leave. She'd never give a dime to the church. Never give a dime. I said, if you go, your comings and goings in trouble. You're in danger on the street. She didn't know where to get out of the street. She hadn't been out there any time at all till she broke both hips. She fell down right out in back of this building and broke both hips. They laid her up in the hospital. Our last meeting was May 28th. She laid there until about a week ago, when I took her 2 weeks ago. Her kinfolk never sent her a card or never came inside that hospital door. And her preacher, not one member of her church ever visited her. And who took her? I brought her all the way back to Redwood Valley and give her a home. Now she hadn't got any money. The hospital took every dime she had. Every dime she had. It's all gone now. She could have helped me if she'd had sense. But you see, I love people. I still couldn't forget that she's older and she didn't know what she was doing. So I'm going to say today, a little different than usual, I want to see some folk here that will support this cause. I'm going to come back here. Don't you get worried. I'm going to come till I get some of you folk moved. You know what I got here? Mostly older people's got sense. I've got young minds and old bodies. I got a swinging young person here. But where are our youth? You may not dig the other churches, but here they come in here. The youth that come in here, they won't even listen, some of them. And everything I've said, I've proven. I've proven everything I've said. You said, well, you are not going to make me believe it's not a sky god. Well, I may not make you believe it's not a sky god, but I'm going to tell you, you can't prove with all your life, you can't prove that he's friendly. Because if there is one, 2 out of 3 babies are going to bed hungry every day. People of all races, just because of the color of their skin, they get the worst shaft. Just because of the color of the skin, they get the worst treatment. Why is that? I treat everybody alike. The Christ that's here, the God that's here, treats everybody alike. I don't see rich or poor, black or white. I see people as people. Now, if there was a being up there like you say there was, some great granddaddy, and he was all wise, all knowing, he should get off of that throne and come down here, because people are starving to death. Walter Cronkite said, 10 million are starving, and it showed on your TV, little white and black Indian babies starving all over America, not to mention the United States government says 2 out of 3 babies, while we sit right here, while we sit here, 2 out of 3 babies that he made, that you say the sky God made, are starving. What if my 8 children were, one of them was starving? You'd say, you louse, get out of here. You quit thinking. Saying, you're doing away with everything I ever held on to. Maybe if I do away with something, you might start building something proper. There's an explanation for this. It has to do with rebirth. But I'm not going to give you any positive things today. I'm going to give you the negative so that you'll get the old torn down. You're never going to do anything. Because you know what some of you folk will do? Just like I heard that reverend this morning say. I heard him say it. He says, well, there's trouble all around. They're shooting up people in the streets. And we don't get any place. There's no justice. But he said, when the great white throne judgment, said, when we've gone that great roundup, says, then we're going to have justice. That's where all you won't do anything because you think that someplace out there in the sky, you're going to get your justice. You get no more justice than what you work for right here. That's enough.